Today's podcast is brought to you by my VIP experience. This week only, save $50 on a VIP ticket to visit the studio next spring. Have dinner and receive a copy of my book, Mass Corruption, Volume 1, The Cops. Go to HowieCarshow.com and click on VIP. Offer ends Sunday, November 16th at midnight.
Howie Carr, a Boston Herald columnist and radio hitman.
Howie Carr is a columnist for the Boston Herald as well as a radio talk show host who has been a thorn in the side of Whitey Bulger and his gang for 20 years.
I was referred to today as 1970s Boston.
Howie is sort of an insidious force in this area.
Nothing gets you going in the morning like a good cup of Joe and a little Howie Carr, right?
Hey, paper boy.
It comes from the tabloid talk show stuff in Boston, and it was concocted there.
Live from sunny Florida,
Mar-a-Lago,
it's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. It's Thursday, and again, we have a great show planned, I trust. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. That's the number if you want to call us. Someone just sent me something about the alligator in the Charles River. I said I'd never seen an alligator with stripes. Yes, says 617, but only when they're young. Baby alligators are born with bright yellow stripes, which help them camouflage in their environment. Did look like it was camouflaging too much as it was crawling around there on the banks of the Charles in the city of Boston. As they grow and mature, the stripes fade, and they become a solid dark gray or black color. All right. Anyway, I learn something new every day, and I hope you do too. 844-500-4242. Before we begin the stories of the day again, I'm just trying to pick up a few last yelps from the Snap community. It's going to be hard for them to speak now with their mouths full of Ho-Hos and Lil Debbies and Twinkies and Doritos, Cool Ranch chips, and all the rest that they're now buying and washing it down with Fanta soda and knee-high and non-diet root beer from A&W, et cetera, et cetera. But there are a couple of lamentations left from the gimme girls, the 300-pound gimme girls. And I think this is the last day, though. This really should be the last day. 844-500-4242. This is a liberal white woman who's very, very angry about the fact that people have been saying that they'd be happy if the SNAP recipients had to go on diets and lose a couple of hundred pounds and maybe pawn their nose rings to get enough money to buy a bag of peanut M&Ms. Cut 11.
I hope other people don't eat. I hope you don't eat. I hope other people learn how to get jobs and get off their asses. I hope you go broke. I hope other people learn how to... I hope you learn how to read, you dumb, illiterate. Matter of fact, and I'm going to be 100% with you, I think anybody that's out here screaming right now about they hope they don't ever get SNAP benefits back, I hope you get drafted.
Drafted?
I hope you get drafted, because it's all y'all motherfuckers that sit around silver spoon-fed acting like you're big when you ain't done for in your life. Except for live off somebody else's coattails and checkbook, you f***ing p***.
Wait a second. She's saying we're living off somebody else's checkbook when she's living off our tax dollars? By the way, you know, how old is she? There hasn't been a draft. I remember because I followed the draft very closely because it was following me. There hasn't been a draft since 1973, very early in 1973. She hopes we get drafted.
Well, she did have a Marine haircut.
I can't remember. I just pull them up, and then I look for the tattoos. And I mean, tattoo check.
Also had those.
Nose ring check. What? What else did she have?
No, she also had the tattoos, yeah.
Yeah. She did. Well, now this last one, this could be the last one for the time being. This is a this is an FAFO, bleep around, find out. So this is a woman who last week was talking about how she made a lot of money because she lied. She explains how she lies to all the Mau Mauers, all the social workers. This is the first one. There are going to be two of these. This is the first one. This is the F around part of the tape. Cut 12.
Maybe when people be like, girl, how you get food stamps? I wish I get food stamps. You better start lying. That lady called me and said, ma'am, I said, yes, ma'am. She gonna say, what's your address? I said, ma'am, I don't have no address. I've been homeless for 3, 4, 5 months. I have nothing. My family won't let me stay with you, ma'am. I'm starving. While I'm kicked back in a motherfucking 3-bedroom and everything, living lovely. Then she's gonna say, ma'am, what's your job title? I'll say, ma'am, they won't hire me anywhere. I don't have no job. I've been putting application after application. It's just like nothing work. Yeah, the lady was on the phone. She said, ma'am, I'm so sorry for all of this that you're going through. She said, we just shipped your card out. You should have about $1,000 on your card from last month and this month. And your balance and your payment every month is going to be $300. And I was like, thank you so much, ma'am. Like, you just don't understand how hungry I've been. Let me tell y'all something. This was wrong with y'all. I know y'all mama ain't tell y'all. You don't got to tell everybody the mother truth.
She didn't look too hungry to me. Did she look too hungry to you?
She, in fact, did not.
I don't think she's missed any meal since the probably since the first Obama administration. Okay, so that was the F around part of this Gimme Girl story. Now the hammer has come down. The man was watching her TikTok videos, and now she's got a right to sing the blues. Listen to what's happened to her now. Same woman, cut 13.
So y'all remember that time that I got on TikTok telling y'all about the food stamps? Do y'all remember that time I got on here and told y'all about the food stamps? Why the f*** did they turn my food stamps off? And I got to pay back $35,000. They turned my food stamps off and I got to pay back $35,000. Now I'm f***ing aggravated because how y'all didn't know I was playing on him? Y'all just running with shit. But them motherfuckers really turned my damn food stamps off, and I have to pay them back $35,000. I don't know where the hell I'm going to get $35,000 from.
Get a job.
But I have to pay them back. So, y'all, watch what y'all put on the internet, because everything is not for the internet. And I learned that. Now I'm sitting here stuck, hungry as f***ing up food. And I don't got no $35,000, so I don't know where they think I'm about to get that from.
Maybe you should think about getting a job. Maybe you should go to work. Yeah, you ever hear that word work? F-A-F-O, bleep around, find out. She found out. The Democrats found out what happened. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. By the way, we are putting out our Black Friday VIP special early this year for this week only until Sunday night at midnight. Save $50 off each VIP ticket for next year. Buy now and give us a Christmas present, birthday, or just for fun. You get to see the show live in the studio from 2 to 6. You get a great dinner from one of our restaurants. And, of course, a copy of my new book, Mass Corruption, Volume 1, The Cops. Go to HowieCarShow.com, HowieCarShow.com, and click on VIP. The tickets are going fast, but we still got a lot left because it's for, you know, 3 or 4 months of VIPs, 2 days a week, 10 seats. So get on board now and save some money, and you'll have a nice Christmas gift for people. A lot of people have started coming to these to the VIP events, you know, every year or every other year. And we've got a lot of repeat customers. People like it a lot. So this is a good chance. If you've never done it before, it's a chance to get it at a very much reduced price. Go to HowieCarShow.com and click on VIP. 919 says, do they wear stripes down in Alligator or Alcatraz? You know what? They probably, do they still wear stripes? Do prisoners still wear stripes? I think they just wear orange now, don't they? Yeah, orange is the new black, as they used to say a few years back in the TV shows that nobody watches anymore. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. When we come back, we're going to talk about the aftermath of the shutdown. The airlines are still a little off. The SNAP cards are being reloaded, sadly. And the Democrats are still trying to come up with a new scandal, a new fake scandal. We'll be talking about all of this. 844-500-4242. Imagine a scenario where you or your loved ones face a threat. Your first instinct might be to resort to lethal force, but it's crucial to consider a safer, less lethal alternative first to avoid the legal complications associated with firearms. Introducing Byrna. Byrna's less lethal pistol launcher, this device is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammunition and designed to incapacitate an attacker for up to 40 minutes. That provides a critical window for you to escape or to get help while minimizing the risk of permanent harm. Here's a real-life account from a Byrna customer named Adam. While heading to his night shift, Adam encountered a road-raging driver who swerved dangerously, stopped abruptly, and aggressively approached him. Remaining calm, Adam dialed 911 and armed himself with his Byrna launcher. He aimed the laser at the aggressor's chest, which immediately de-escalated the situation. The hostile driver returned to his vehicle and awaited the police. The officers confirmed that Adam's non-lethal response was perfectly judged. That night, Byrna didn't just prevent a potential tragedy, it saved two lives without causing physical harm. Byrna is legal in all 50 states, requires no background checks, and can be conveniently shipped directly to your door. More than 500,000 units sold and proudly hand-assembled in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Visit Byrna.com/Howie now for an exclusive 10% discount. That's BYRNA.com/Howie, BYRNA.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
Oh, the werewolf of London, the alligator of the Charles River. His hair was perfect, and so were his stripes. Today's poll question is brought to you by Eden Pure. Tuesday's cheap bastard deal was a huge, huge hit. We had 500 that went in about 30 minutes. For today only, you could get the original Eden Pure air purifier Thunderstorm for $49. This is the same deal we had yesterday. That is an $80 savings. Get yours today at EdenPureDeals.com with code Howie80. Get well, supplies last. This is the last day. You're getting a second chance at the cheap bastard deal from yesterday. Jared, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarShow.com, is should welfare recipients be banned from buying unhealthy sweets like candy and soda with their food stamps? Yes, no, or undecided?
Letitia, we're only doing it for your own good. Yes, we should ban them.
88% say yes, 10% say no, and 2% are undecided.
Again, no one's saying that if you're on welfare, you can't buy it. You just can't use our money to buy it, you know? because we'd like to discourage you from getting diabetes or having a stroke or a heart attack. Because then we'll have to pick up the tab for that, too. I don't think it's asking too much. Rich, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rich.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to remind you, and I can't believe I'm saying it, but, you know, the SNAP program and a lot of the welfare programs are really good programs. They were just hijacked a long time ago. I don't think anybody on both sides does not mind helping people that need it. Now, you get disabled-bodied, able-bodied people, but, you know, there's a lot of not able-minded people. There's plenty of money to take care of the people that we have that were born here that are part of us. It's just all the waste that went out. So it's kind of hard to lump them all together saying they all should get a job. It really, if they just took the waste.
I mean, everybody, nobody's saying they all should get a job, Rich. But we've all just seen everybody who goes in a supermarket and keeps their eyes open, pays attention, has seen the abuse.
Well, you know what's funny about it is I used to think that until I started taking care of someone who has serious mental illness. And they couldn't feed themselves, and I went out with my fancy car, and I used their money to get them food. And people looking at me saying, I'm on SNAP. I'm like, I'm not. I'm helping people. I'm volunteering, giving my time back. It's almost like, you know, sometimes what you see is really not what's happening. There's a
Rich,
lot of volunteers
you know very well you're the exception that proves the rule here. If you're telling the truth. I mean, it's most of the people that are on food stamps don't need food stamps. And for starters, they should get, I've seen numbers up to 4 million, and I think it's probably low, of illegal aliens on food stamps. That would be 10%. I think it's a lot higher than 10%. And then you have all the people that have been scamming that started scamming during COVID days, Rich. And they just got used. People get addicted to welfare. It's the ultimate drug. I think it's a tougher drug to kick than any other, than alcohol or nicotine, maybe even heroin. You know, once you get addicted, and when you're an adult and you haven't worked for a certain number of years, I don't know what the number is. I used to, at the State House, we always used to say if you were a state rep for 6 years, you were unemployable. Or, you know, not 100%, but 80-90%. You always had to get a hack job because you couldn't work. You couldn't get up in the morning anymore. And I think it's the same thing with welfare. And then you have people that are all these people we've been playing these sound cuts from. You know they haven't worked. They've never worked. Their parents never worked. Their mother never worked, I should say. They don't have a father. Their grandmother never worked. You know, it's just one of these things. 844-500-4242. And then when the people come in from outside the country and they're just scamming is a way of life. There was something from U.S. CIS director Joseph Edlow. He was talking about the raids. They had raids in Minnesota into the Somali area. You know, Minnesota, they used to be the land of the 10,000 lakes. Now it's the land of the 10,000 frauds. Listen to what he's talking about finding in Minnesota when they started going in and investigating the welfare fraud. Cut 17.
Officers from our Fraud Detection and National Security Directorate, working in teams, have conducted over 1,000 site visits across the Minneapolis-St. Paul area as part of this operation.
Somaliland.
What they found should shock all of America. Focusing on a list of over 1,000 target cases involving more than 900 individuals, our officers encountered blatant marriage fraud, visa overstays, people claiming to work at businesses that can't be found, forged documents, abuse of the H-1B visa system, abuse of the F-1 visas, and many other discrepancies. Over the course of the operation, our officers found indication of fraud, non-compliance, or public safety and national security concerns in nearly a little less than 50% of the cases interviewed. We found troubling patterns with the Uniting for Ukraine program that should have raised serious concerns under other administrations, such as an individual filing to sponsor more than 100 aliens, an organization sponsoring hundreds. We are continuing to investigate these cases.
They're just bringing them in to fundamentally transform the United States of America into Mogadishu. And, you know, it's happening around the country. marriage fraud? Could
some
Ilhan
did something?
Could Ilhan Omar be reached for comment? 844-500-4242. We'll be back. I'm Howie Carr.
It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. Acting New Jersey U.S. Attorney Alina Haba, confronted by violent lunatic who allegedly vandalized her office. DOJ searches for suspect. Check out the Democrat State Committee. Would be my guess. That would be my first place to put a dragnet out to. These people are crazy. Remember the guy in Albany? Didn't the U.S. attorney in Albany get stabbed or attacked? He was just walking down the street. I mean, this wasn't even like a political attack. He was leaving a hotel after having dinner, and he got jumped by a Democrat. Good Lord. These people are lunatics. Fetterman's right. We'll play that cut from Fetterman later on when he's talking about how nasty Democrats are as opposed to Republicans. And Dana Bash, Democrat, goes, "Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. Do you ever look at the comments at the bottom of any stories you read?" Oh, let me guess, Dana, you don't read any stories. You just take the script from the producers who are all 23 years old, and you don't read anything. "Oh, gosh," she says. Kathy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kathy.
Hey, Howie. I was just listening to you about this food stamp and, the people that are abusing the system. I want you to know that I used to get food stamps or EBT for $42 a month. I'm permanently disabled. I have many, many conditions, and I've had many surgeries. And people don't see my injuries because they're inside, so I get judged the same way. And I just feel it's not fair to generalize. I totally agree with what you're saying, and I'm glad that you're bringing that narrative up. But I just want to remind you that there are some people that really need it. And
I agree. No, what, Kathy, no one has ever said from Trump on down, and including me, that there are not people who don't need it. It's just the question, how has it gone from 17 million at the turn of the century to 42 million today? How has it gone from costing 20 billion to costing 100 billion a year? I mean, poverty has not increased in 25 years, has it?
No, I don't think so. I think our population has increased. And I tend to see a whole families going shopping lately instead of just the mom or the dad, after work. So I definitely see what you're talking about. And I also agree. I know about clothes being sent to other countries so that they can set up a store. And they got them free from here. I mean, there's so many.
How about the blue barrels? How about the blue barrels that you can buy at the Home Depot and all these places? And these illegal aliens pack up the blue barrels and send them down to some third world hellhole, and then they go to a food pantry to get the food. And the food pantries wonder why contributions are down. It's because people see these illegal aliens and third generation, fifth generation welfare recipients able to afford higher quality foods than they get when they work for a living.
And you sure don't see me pulling up to the aisle with overstuffed groceries hanging out the end, unless I got rich that day or something. But $42 for me, I mean, that's pretty sad. So
yeah.
It's not just them. There are people like me that do need it, and people should not judge like you're... somebody said a few minutes ago, you shouldn't judge because you don't know what someone's going through. But I think the egregious incidents that happen, it's very easy to spot, someone to just sit in a grocery store and take a look.
It sure is. Yeah. It sure is. And if you don't even want to bother to leave your house, all you got to do is turn on TikTok and you can see it, and they're bragging about it, or they were bragging about it. Maybe that woman's lesson will be a cautionary tale for them, but I rather doubt it. Thanks for the call, Kathy. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Howie, good to talk to you. So one of the things I've heard about EBT cards is that it's too hard to restrict the purchases that are made with that. But I have a counterpoint. I have an HSA, and I've had FSAs, flexible spending accounts, in the past.
Yeah.
And they have no problem restricting me buying ibuprofen or Prilosec. I don't know if that's still the case on those two drugs, but at the time it was a few years ago. It's like, and that's my money. I put my money into the FSA or the HSA, but they could restrict what types of medications I could buy.
Yeah.
So this whole point that they can't do that with EBT, you know.
Well, how do they supposedly, okay, you know, they supposedly tell you you can buy a lobster, right? Just a lobster out of the tank, but you can't buy a lobster that's already been cooked or shelled lobster meat. How can they distinguish between those? How can they stop you from buying cigarettes or booze with EBT cards? They can do it. And again, I mentioned it a million times since she first made the proposal, and I think it's being greenlighted. Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders of Arkansas, she was the first one who did it, and I think several states have followed. And you know, again, this is, you know, it's a cliche, but it's tough love, isn't it? I mean, you're not doing anybody a favor by letting them just not work and just sit on a couch all day and bloat up to 300, 400 pounds like so many of these people you see on TikTok or Instagram, and then just get sick and have to, and then they're even bigger leeches on those of us who work for a living. Thanks for the call there, Steve. I think it can be done. I don't think it would be that difficult. I mean, credit card companies can spot when your credit card is being used in ways that are not normal for you. Even if it's you, you're just in a different state, or you're buying something you don't normally buy, you got to get a warning on your cell phone, right? A text. If there's not a problem, don't worry about this, or text no or whatever. And if there is a problem, get right on the phone. I mean, why can't they do this with food stamps? They can. That's the answer is they can do it. Here's Secretary of Agriculture, Brooke Rawlings, who's been pretty impressive on TV. I mean, I don't know what kind of job she's actually doing in the office, but she's sure talks a good game on TV. Cut three.
And 20 other, you know, 20 plus others did not, and we're in a litigation right now. But of the 29 that complied, what we have found is staggering. 500,000 people getting benefits two times under the same name. 5,000 dead people. 80% of the able-bodied Americans, meaning they can work, they don't have small children at home, they're not taking care of an elderly parent, they can work and they choose not to work, of course, because they're getting significant benefits from the taxpayer. So this light, Laura, that has now been shined on what is perhaps one of the most corrupt, dysfunctional programs in American history, that we are working now. Very big announcements coming next week on this. We are cracking down. We now have a plan to fix it. And we're really, really excited about doing that for the American people.
Think about that. She's talking about these 29 states. These are mainly Republican states. There's a couple of blue states and purple states, but these are all the Republican states where you have to think that there's going to be less fraud than in the Democrat states. So all the 21 states that have not turned over their documents, that would include California, for one. That's the most important one. That's where, I don't know, a quarter of the welfare recipients in the country are, most of them illegal aliens. New York, Illinois, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Maryland. If there are 500,000 in the 29 basically red states getting double benefits, how many are there in the blue states that I just mentioned? Got to be 1.5 million, 2 million maybe. Double benefits. You heard the guy last week. I remember that guy for he was a good caller. He's involved in the delivery programs of groceries, and he said that everybody who makes deliveries from one of the big supermarket chains in New England, they all see it over and over again. They make the same delivery orders every week to the same house or the same project, the same public housing project, most likely, or the same Section 8 apartment. And it's the exact same order, and they use a card with a different name on it. 844-500-4242. Who was Barry Goldwater's running mate in 1964? Bill Miller. I remember that. William Miller. He was a congressman, I think, from Buffalo, New York. He was a New York State Republican. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. Limerick guy says, I hope this woman, Brooke Rollins, isn't another Jim Jordan, all hat, no cattle. I don't know. She said she's got a big announcement to make next week. They seem to be into this, all of them. You know, whether it's Stephen Miller or Scott Bessent. You know, did you see Scott Bessent with Mike Barnicle? I guess we didn't get that cut, but it's hilarious. This guy, you know, Mike Barnicle, this faker from he was kicked out of the Globe for making stuff up. Just a phony's phony. And so he was on with Scott Bessent on MSNBC. I don't know why. He should be at the early bird special. He's like 85 years old. And he said, well, you still have a bunch of stocks, don't you? He said, no, I had to sell them all. And Barnicle, you know, the
actually,
tough
Howie, sorry, we do have this. I didn't put it on the sheet, but we have the audio.
Okay, well, let's listen to this. Listen to this. This is Mike Barnicle. Before there was a Kevin Cullen making stuff up, there was Mike Barnicle making stuff up. Go ahead.
I hope this question doesn't piss you off. Yesterday, the stock market took a pretty good jump on news that the shutdown might come to an end. A lot of people did very well in the stock market, I assume. And I assume that you probably were one of them, and good for you.
That would be an incorrect assumption because I had to sell all my stocks to become Treasury Secretary.
You sold them all?
Had really? To, yes.
But you have a blind trust, I would imagine.
There's no such thing as a blind trust.
Okay, thanks. So. Thanks for straightening me out on that.
Is that what you call a slam dunk? I like what he says, I assume. I assume. How many times have I said this? You know, my first editor in daily newspaper said, assumptions are the mother of bleep-ups. And it is so, so true. 844-500-4242. Restricting sales items would be very easy now with every item on the barcode system. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think it would be difficult at all if they had if they had the will. And let's hope they have the will. Because we have the way, I believe. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on X.
I've got to post a link with witty comment.
At Howie Carr Show. Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. I said my old boss used to say assumptions are the mother of bleep-ups. A couple of people, including a Limerick guy, have texted me. There's another old saying. 781 says, many years ago when I was in the Air Force, a captain told me, when you assume, you make an ass out of you and me. It's true. It's true. You can't assume anything. There's certain, you know, just like you can't say you heard something in a courtroom unless, you know, you're testifying against a Republican, I guess.
No ass.
844-500-4242. No ass, Umi. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, Howie. I was I retired as a pastor a few years ago, and I was kind of a name very well known in Central Maine because I was writing a biweekly column from 1990 to 2000 for the Morning Sentinel and the Kennebec Journal. And then I was on the Voice of Maine, Maine in the Morning with Mike Violet for a couple of years as a contributing editor. So anyway, Bruce Poliquin ends up, you know, running for CD2 here in Maine, and he came and visited our church, and then he wanted to have a sit down with me. And so we sat down, and I brought up the whole idea of the problem of welfare and how broken it is. And I told him about the biblical solution that is delineated very clearly in the scriptures. And the Apostle Paul, in the second book of Thessalonians, he's there with the people of the church and all, and he's telling them that this idea of trying to support anyone and everyone is just a ludicrous idea. And this is what he says. I'll read it verbatim. "For even when I was with you, I used to give you this order, that if anyone is not willing to work, then neither should he eat." And then he goes on to say that, "I hear that some among you are leading an undisciplined life, doing no work at all, but acting like busybodies. Now, such persons we command and exhort in the Lord Jesus Christ to work in quiet fashion and eat their own bread."
And right. Stay off TikTok and don't scream at people who work for a living. How about that? I guess there wasn't room for that in the New Testament, Bill. But yeah, I mean, that's it. You know, to each according to his ability and each according to his need. But I mean, that doesn't mean you get to sit on your ass for your entire life, right?
Yeah, and the thing that you know, Bruce gave me his kind of yeah buts, which I expected. And then I went to the Old Testament and I said, you know, they had a system of welfare in the Old Testament. And so I told him about it. And what it says there is that's when the idea of gleaning was instituted by command of the Lord. And gleaning, the purpose of gleaning was that when the farmers would go out and bring in their crops, they were explicitly, by the Lord himself, commanded that they were not to pick their fields clean. But, you know, you drop corn by the wayside and wheat
right.
and all of that. And so the welfare was that when they were done, these people were allowed, who, you know, didn't have any food, number, to go through the fields, and they were allowed to pick it up. But they still had to go to work in order to get the food. There was never this
right.
ridiculous freebie that we have today.
These are very good points you make, Bill. Thank you. Gleaning, there would be in court, the advocate lawyers in front of some liberal Biden or Obama judge. Oh, gleaning is cruel and unusual punishment. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Hi, Howie. How are you? How you doing?
Good.
Good.
Good. Yeah, go ahead.
Years ago, I worked at a company where I had to go into like homes, apartments, whatever it may be. I used to have to get all the information on all the household members,
yeah,
their names, date of birth, and where they worked. And it was like an epidemic. Every time you'd ask some of these people in the, you know, especially the ones in affordable housing, where they worked, they all didn't work.
They
didn't work. It was like all the families. It was like the entire family. There'd be the grandmother. There'd be the mother. Of course, there was no father involved with this. And then there'd be all the kids. You ask them, where do you work? No, I'm out on disability, or I'm just not looking or not working.
Yeah, you know, once they get food stamps straightened out, they got to go after disabilities too, Paul. You know, and I'm sorry, but there's going to have to be some new standards for these mental disabilities. I'm Howie Carr.